Hello, and welcome to a new Best Up episode of Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton coming to you from San Jose, California. One of the first stories I wrote for Mystery and Suspense magazine was centered around creepy dolls. And when I came up with this article, I realized that there were a lot of sub-tropes within the actual trope of the creepy doll. So I'm going to go ahead and read that article to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Humanoid figures, dolls, clowns, dummies, mannequins, they just creep us out. But what makes them so scary? We can partially blame the Uncanny Valley, a concept based on the research of Japanese roboticist Masahiro Mori. Mori uncovered that humans grew more uncomfortable around robots when they became lifelike. The unpredictable nature or ambiguity triggers innate feelings of fear and discomfort. Taking it a step further, there are people who have specific phobias of dolls, called pediophobia. Roughly 9% of the United States population have specific phobias, which is an irrational fear of something that poses no actual threat. Even if they know that fear is irrational, thinking about or seeing a doll can cause severe anxiety symptoms to someone with pediophobia. Science tells us that we have a predisposition to think dolls are creepy. In fiction, there have been a number of stories that feature not-so-nice dolls. One of the most infamous was the Zuni Warrior doll from the short story Prey by Richard Matheson. Prey and two other Matheson short stories became the made-for-television movie Trilogy of Terror from 1975. The wooden doll inhabited by the spirit of a Zuni warrior attacks Karen Black's character and ultimately possesses her. Another literary nightmare toy was The Monkey, a short story by Stephen King. The toy monkey in the story is cursed, and every time it claps its mechanical symbols together, someone dies. With the popularity of demonic dolls in literature, television, and film, there has been a flood of terror tales using the creepy doll trope, a figurative theme or device. Because creepy doll is such a wide topic, it's interesting to note that you can break this down into further subtropes. Here are five creepy doll subtropes, each with its own distinct flair. The first subtrope is the anti-villain protector doll. Anti-villain protector dolls only harm when provoked, or to protect their masters. Examples include Talkie Tina from The Twilight Zone and the puppets from the Puppet Master series. Talkie Tina seemed innocent enough. The real doll was actually a Vogue briquette modified similar to Mattel's Chatty Cathy. But she did not feel welcome in the home of Eric Strader, played by Telly Savalas. Eric married Annabelle, a woman who already had a daughter named Christy. Eric and Annabelle could not have their own children. When Annabelle bought the talkative doll for Christy, Eric immediately felt threatened by it. Surviving the many attempts by Eric to get rid of her, Tina ultimately showed him who was in charge and also gave a fair warning to Annabelle.
My name is Talkie Tina, and you better be nice to me.
In the Puppet Master movie series, old puppeteer André Toulon created a series of puppets with distinct personalities and terrifying skills. They included Blade, Pinhead, Leech Woman, Jester, Tunneler, Torch, and Six Shooter, and a few more introduced in future films. These puppets were used and abused by evil would-be puppet masters. These little demonic puppets were loyal to a fault, that is, until you crossed them. They worked together as a team for mayhem, but with purpose. The next subtrope is the evil clown doll. Clowns have a bad rap. The Joker from the Batman DC Universe, Pennywise from Stephen King's It, serial killer John Wayne Gacy dressing up as a clown to lure his next victim, Crazy Joe DiVilla in Seinfeld. No wonder they creep us out. Clowns' makeup hide their identities and feelings. This ambiguity generates fear. So why not combine the creepy clown trope with the creepy doll trope? Probably the scariest of all evil clown dolls is the clown doll in Steven Spielberg's Poltergeist from 1982. Young Robbie, Carol Ann's brother, for some odd reason, had a very scary-looking clown doll in their bedroom. It sat on a rocking chair near Robbie's bed. Robbie was already a bit creeped out by the doll, so he would throw his jacket over the doll to cover it up when he was sleeping. One night, the doll disappeared from its chair and grabbed Robbie, dragging him under his bed. It was a very frightful scene, even more so in the fact that the doll really did start choking the actor who played Robbie, and Steven Spielberg had to pull the doll away from the little boy. In the Saw horror franchise and other cameos, we were graced with the presence of Billy the Puppet, a ventriloquist dummy doll, more on that subtrope later, that is painted with clown makeup and rides a tricycle. He is the messenger of the crazed serial killer Jigsaw. So stop and think about this. A creepy dummy with clown makeup delivering messages of pending doom that can chase you around in his tricycle. No thanks. The next subtrope is the killer dummy doll. At the heart of the Uncanny Valley are dummy dolls, in particular ones used by ventriloquists. These lifeless humanoid objects were designed specifically for their master to bring to life. Big eyes, menacing grins, little hands that can probably hold sharp objects to kill you. Yes, these dolls are not for the faint of heart. In Magic from 1978, Sir Anthony Hopkins, a disturbed puppeteer named Corky, and his dummy, Fats, wreak havoc. Fats serves as Corky's alter ego. Many say the film was a ripoff of Psycho, but it was actually one of the earliest cinematic takes on the killer dummy doll. It was also one of the inspirations for Don Mancini's original screenplay for Child's Play in 1988. R.L. Stine's Goosebumps series introduced us to Slappy and Mr. Wood in Night of the Living Dummy. These mischievous dummies come to life and serve to insult and torment their human counterparts. Although it's not directly stated, Slappy may have been modeled after Willy, the ventriloquist dummy in the Twilight Zone in the episode called The Dummy. Next is the conduit-possessed doll. Given the human-like form of dolls, it's only natural that a demonic spirit would want to transfer its energy to an innocent doll. This brings us to the conduit possession subtrope. This may be the most popular representation of a demonic toy, made most famous by Chucky of Child's Play fame. The purpose of the possession is to serve as a conduit such that the evil spirit can ultimately find its way to a real human being. There have been many Chucky clones over the years, one of which was the 1991 slasher Dolly Dearest. Denise Crosby, of Pet Sematary and Star Trek The Next Generation fame, starred as the mother of the young girl Jessica. Jessica is befriended by Dolly, a doll possessed by the malevolent spirit of Sanzia, Satan on Earth. Dolly and Jessica formed a bond to the point where Jessica is controlled by Dolly Dearest. Last but not least, the based on a true story doll subtrope. Based on a true story. When that phrase is tacked onto a work of horror fiction, it becomes even more terrifying. For example, Jay Anson's Amityville horror A True Story, which later became a motion picture starring James Brolin and Margaret Kidder, was a true account of the paranormal events that transpired in December 1975 when George and Kathy Lutz and their three children moved to their Amityville, New York house. After 28 days, the Lutz family left the house, claiming to have been terrorized by malevolent entities. Whether you believe George or Kathy or not, what they experienced was very frightening to them. The paranormal researchers of the Amityville Horror were none other than Ed and Lorraine Warren. As depicted in the Conjuring franchise, the Warrens were in possession of a very evil doll, Annabelle. Annabelle served as a conduit of an evil spirit. Living inside the seemingly innocent Raggedy Ann doll was a dark spirit that haunted two nurses who lived together in Hartford, Connecticut. The doll moved from room to room on its own, crossed its legs on its own, an unexplained phenomenon. The Warrens were able to retain possession of the doll, but what evil resided in the doll was unknown. The film franchise that resulted fictionalized accounts, but knowing in the back of your mind that this may have really happened, can send extra shivers down your spine. Aside from Annabelle, there have been a number of other haunted dolls that received some fictional Hollywood treatment. Robert the Doll is probably the most infamous. The doll's original owner, Robert Eugene Otto, was an eccentric artist from a prominent Key West family. A handmade doll from Germany, Robert was given to Otto as a birthday gift and was dressed in a sailor suit, emulating what Otto wore as a child. Legend states that the doll has supernatural abilities, allowing it to move, make giggling sounds, and changing its facial expressions. Several movies were based on this legend, including Robert from 2015 and The Curse of Robert the Doll in 2016. We weren't born afraid of dolls. Over time, exposure to horror movies, reading scary stories, and other pop culture influences allowed for the association between evil and dolls. Separate fact from fiction, and you'll realize that the little doll sitting on your shelf isn't going to jump on top of you and start stealing your breath. Only evil trolls do that. That's for another article.